Thanks for listening to today's episode of Journey Now. Join us for our virtual Sunday gatherings at 10 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, or through our website at journeytn.com/livestream.
Hey everybody, Tim Timmons here with the Journey Now podcast. I've got a question for you. What voices are you listening to in this season? I mean, just think about it. What are the voices and the things that are really getting in your heart? And we think we're just actually really doing a good service to ourselves by listening to all these different voices and trying to make sure whatever it is we're listening to is true. But how's that working for us? I've got some friends right now that are really into the conspiracy theories that are going on with all this coronavirus stuff. And, you know, maybe there's some truth to it. I don't know. But really, at some point, this stuff isn't actually helpful. Maybe that's just for me, but I guess as I watch even some of my friends, we start to go down these rabbit holes of things that aren't actually true, but are speculation. We start going down these rabbit holes of things that start actually leading us astray from just simply walking with Jesus. Now, I'm not saying that we need to have rose-colored glasses and not look at anything, but I think there are some bigger invitations for us to really think through what is actually filling our hearts and our minds in this season. And I've found some real comfort in this, and I thought this would be encouraging for you today, and I'm actually going to continue in this passage for the next few weeks. It's in Philippians 4, and a few weeks ago we talked about rejoicing in the Lord always because the Lord is near and we don't have to be anxious. We can if we want, but he's saying, don't be anxious, you guys. God is at work in all things, and when we do, when we are thankful in these moments and we pray and present our request to him, that the peace of God, which transcends all understandings, will guard our hearts and our minds in Jesus. And then the next passage right after that is almost like that's what God will do. That's his role. And our role then is in verse 8, the next it says, finally, brothers and sisters, or whoever's listening to this podcast right now, or Tim, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you've learned or received or heard from me or any of us or seen in me or any of us, put it into practice and the God of peace will be with you no matter what. Today, I just want us to focus on the first part. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true. Whatever is true, think about such things. Put it into practice, Paul is inviting us. Remember, Paul is in jail, and these are his last words to people before Paul's about to die, really. I mean, this is his great encouragement to these people. He's going, you guys don't get taken down by all the craziness that's going on, and I think it's perfectly applicable for us today. Brothers and sisters, whatever is true today, think about such things. Really, in the midst of all this, it's how to experience the peace of God rather than the craziness of the world around us. Isn't that what we want? We are to focus on what is true today rather than what is not true. I was reading somewhere that Reverend Gochee, he said this, the word true can stand in opposition to many different words. Something can be true instead of false, true instead of fickle, as in a true friend, true instead of crooked, a wall is true. True instead of phony, like the true Messiah. So which use of true does Paul intend? Could it be that he means all of them? We are to spend our time thinking about the things that are accurate, genuine, and reliable. First thing in this is for us to be able to identify the things that are not true. And I'm not just talking about like which news source is not true. So we're saying, well, this one's true and I'm going to go with this. This is a bigger story. What's actually true about God and what's actually true about me in light of God? And then once we actually reveal the lies that we're hearing and holding on to, we get to remind ourselves of the truth that we are loved no matter what. We are safe, we are secure, and Jesus is at work in all things. I was talking to a friend this week who has been going through a lot of hard stuff. This corona stuff has been really hard on him, and he's also been just having some really interesting relational issues. And one of the things that he's been feeling in this season is he feels small and insignificant. That is the lie that he's been listening to. I can see it as his friend, and for him to say, okay, that's actually not who I am. I'm loved. I am seen. Jesus is at work in my story and all around me. How do we identify the lies that we're reading and seeing and holding on to that we need to stress? And then how are we replacing them with the truth that God is in control and he's at work in all things? Today, I had a little argument with my wife, and you know, I was trying to tell her these things, and she was working, doing all the stuff with the kids, and in my heart, really, I got pretty mad. I felt unseen and uncared for, and that is ultimately a lie. That is not true about my wife. If you look at the way that my wife loves me, I can stop and say, you know what? That's not true. She loves me so much and cares about me so much. And replacing these lies, these overall lies, with truth is so important for us. Again, this is not just wearing rose-colored glasses saying everything's great. Everything is not great. But in the midst of this, and in the midst of the church in Philippi, Paul was saying, guys, remember, whatever is true today, the heart of God for you today, Jesus is true. He's not going anywhere. That is true. There's nothing that we can do that can separate us from his love. That is true. He will never leave us in all this stuff, nor forsake us or divorce himself from us. That is true. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, think about such things today and put them into practice. So the encouragement today as you walk through your day is, Jesus, would you open my eyes just to see you today, that I would focus on you and practice your presence? So what voices do we want to listen to today? Where do we want our focus to be today? Jesus, open our eyes.